Day 23, track your progress and decide on next steps. Well, I hope you enjoyed yesterday's module. I know it's a little bit unconventional. Frame your first dollar, celebrate your victory. I really do believe that's an important thing to do, and not just once, but you know, as you go through your side hustle journey, some things aren't going to work out. Some things, you know, probably will fail, but you're also going to have victories. So I want you to recognize those and savor them when they happen. But for today, let's talk about tracking your progress, and let's actually talk about, you know, success, failure, other kinds of outcomes. In a video module, I believe it's number 7, I think I said something about how resourcefulness is your most valuable hustling skill after the power of observation. Like the power of observation, being able to spot side hustle ideas, as you've probably heard by now, is this valuable skill that can serve you throughout life. Well, so can resourcefulness. In fact, it may even be number 1. It's kind of like number 1, number 2. They're both really important. What happens after launch? What happens after something is out in the world is really what separates big wins from small wins. So your first dollar, that is awesome. It is empowering, as I said, but I want you to have more than $1. You know what I mean? So once you have an offer out and people are objectively evaluating it, trying to decide how they're going to respond, you also have to objectively evaluate that idea or that offer and be honest with yourself about whether it's actually making money or not. And if it's not, then what do you need to do to change it? So on the Side Hustle book, if you look at pages 209 to 210, that refers to at least the US English version of the book. If you have a different version, it's going to be somewhere else. But this is based on day 23, so you should be able to find it. There are 3 outcomes that occur whenever you launch a new offer. And what I've seen over and over in lots of different experience is that people expect only 1 of 2 of these outcomes. They expect like they're going to work on this project and they're going to put it out. And it's going to be a huge success, like whatever success means or whatever it looks like. And I'll come back to that in a second. Or they think it's going to be a colossal failure. The thing is, much of the time, maybe even the majority of the time, there is a third outcome. And that outcome is that your idea, your offer sort of works. Like it's not a huge success, but it's also not a colossal failure. And you had, you know, a couple of goals and maybe you achieved one of those goals, but you didn't achieve the second one or, you know, all of them, whatever they were. Maybe your goal was, I want to make $1,000 from this project in the next month. And you don't make $1,000, but you make 500. Or maybe you wanted to sign up 3 clients for your new service and you have 1 client. So what do you do in those situations? Because, you know, again, not a huge success, but not a colossal failure. Being able to make these decisions and know what to do next, know what you need to change or redefine. As I said, it's critical, like resourcefulness, being able to adapt in this way. I think adaptability is a better predictor of success than persistence. So it's not just about like, keep going. It's like, how can I change? How can I respond and adapt? So at this point, it is good to go back and say, okay, how did I define success? Let's look at the objective data. Let's also consider intuition and gut feeling, because I think that's important too. So objectively speaking, like what's your profit, income minus expenses so far? What kind of growth have you seen, if any, in terms of number of new prospects, number of new listeners, readers, customers, clients, prospects, whatever the group of people may be, like what kind of growth, if any, are you experiencing? And how much time did you spend putting this project together? Now, if you get depressed about that, by the way, if you look and you're like, man, I actually spent like a ton of time on this, my hourly wage is extremely low, I think it's important to understand that there's a difference in setting up a project and then operating it. When you're setting up a project, you are doing a lot of experimenting. You are going down different paths. It may take time. So I'm not saying that time is irrelevant. I just think when you're evaluating this way, it's more important to focus on the operations time. So now that the project is up and running, how much time do I need to spend on it each week to achieve whatever return I'm receiving? And there, like in the long term, if you are spending a ton of hours and not seeing a great return, well, that is a problem. You just want to make sure you're considering the right things so that you can make the right decisions. Now, I also mentioned intuition and gut feeling. I actually don't think it's all about data, or I suppose you could say intuition is another form of data. Maybe you spent a lot of time on the project, but you also learned a lot along the way. Well, that is valuable. Maybe you gained some confidence. Maybe you didn't make that $1,000, but if you made the 500 or if you made 100, whatever it is, that can still be meaningful to you. Or maybe this product you made didn't sell at all, but you noticed another much bigger need for something else you could make. Which if you listen to the podcast, you see that happens a lot. People's first idea is not the idea they end up with. So do pay attention to the numbers. They aren't irrelevant, but also pay attention to how you feel. And I actually think this is a good side lesson for, you know, lots of things in life, like asking yourself, how does this make me feel? How do I want to feel? And then when I do something, how does this make me feel? But for our purposes, we'll focus on the side hustle. So your call to action is to take stock, to objectively look at what's happened thus far, as well as to ask yourself how you feel about it. And then determine 2 or 3 next actions, 2 or 3 next steps that you're going to take based on what you learn. Good luck with that. I'll see you again in the next module.